President Obama signed into law today a bill that includes retirement pay for former Alaska Territorial Guard members. 23 Alaska Native elders who served with the Guard during World War II had their pay revoked earlier this year by Obama's Defense Department, which said the men provided state service and should not qualify for military pensions. Alaska senators inserted language into the defense authorization bill restoring the Guardsmen's pay. The White House contested it, but the funding survived the House and Senate and went to the president's desk as part of the larger bill. President Obama signed the $680 billion Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2010 today in the East Room of the White House.
So with that, I'm going to sign this piece of legislation. Thank you all for doing a great job.
All right.
Besides the Territorial Guard, funding the Defense Act also includes locality pay for federal workers in Alaska, Hawaii, and territories such as Puerto Rico. It would transition them away from a cost of living adjustment, or COLA, pay. Locality pay is taxed and counts towards retirement, unlike COLA. The change had the support of Alaska's congressional delegation and unions. It will be phased in over 3 years. The act also includes more than $300 million to build new facilities at Alaska's Army and Air Force bases.